Hi, my name is Ilkka Hendolin. I work as a lead expert at EduCluster Finland, sharing the Finnish educational expertise with the world. In this short podcast, I would like to share an idea about learning with you, about phenomenon-based learning. But let's go back first. I went to school about 35 years ago, in a time with no mobile phones, just a few computers here and there. No one had heard about podcasts and so on. So how could our teacher prepare me to survive and succeed in the world of 2020s, where we do have all those things around us all the time? Well, I'm very grateful to my teacher who took us beyond the classroom, beyond the curriculum, and taught us things that are still useful for me today. Those general skills of thinking, general skills of combining information, skills and knowledge from different areas of life. But what about now? Who knows what will happen in 30 years or 50 years, what the world will look like? I wouldn't even dare to guess. And that is definitely something that we need to do now in the 2020s even more than ever. Prepare our students for a future that we don't know what it will be. Now, who would honestly be able to guess or know what happens in the 2050s? Or teach the skills, the specific skills that are needed in the year 2064? I wouldn't even dare to guess. So what can we do? We've known this challenge for a long time. And actually, Finland as a nation has already risen up to this challenge. We have included in our national curriculum the requirement to teach transversal skills. That is, skills in combining knowledge from different areas of life, learning to look at things in a holistical way, learning to look at things not from a subject perspective, but from a more general perspective. And we believe that those kind of general skills will help our children throughout their lives. It was a bold step to take from Finland. We are a permanent high achiever in PISA rankings, and what we could have done is just try and secure our rankings. But no, we went the other way because we think that this is what our children need. They do not need the rankings, they need the skills and knowledge to succeed in the future. In Finland, we give a lot of responsibility to our teachers. In this particular case, it means, for example, that the curriculum gives no advice whatsoever on how to teach these transversal competencies. One of the most popular approaches is phenomenon-based learning. That is being practiced in very many schools around the country already. And we believe those skills are transferable to basically any educational system, and they're useful for any student anywhere in the world. Phenomenon-based learning can take many forms. It can be implemented in many ways, depending on the student's age, the school environment, and so on. But the common thing in all approaches is trying to teach general skills that will be useful even in the 2070s, when we don't know what the world will look like. Now, isn't that a nice approach? Join me for a free webinar on Tuesday, the 26th of October, where we dig deeper into what phenomenon-based learning means in practice and how it can be implemented in Finnish and international schools. For more information, have a look at educluster.fi/events. Thank you.